College English Test, Band 4. Part 2, Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 news reports. At the end of each news report, you will hear 2 or 3 questions. Both the news report and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center. Questions 1 and 2 will be based on the following news item.
15 passengers were burned alive when a passenger bus was set on fire by unknown men in Pakistan's southwestern Balochistan province, an official said. Nasir Ahmed Nasir, deputy commissioner in the city of Sibi, said 4 men on motorcycles initially opened fire on a parked passenger bus at a hotel. The armed men then came close to the bus and splashed petrol, setting it on fire, he said. He said most of the dead were either children or women. Balochistan, near the Afghan border, is rich in natural resources, but it is also in under a riot. Militants there have for years complained that the central government has paid little attention to them and their economic needs. They have been fighting Pakistani military forces for self-rule. Pakistan has said the militants in Balochistan do not have links to the Islamic hardliners who have launched attacks in other parts of the country.
Question 1. Who were most of the victims according to the news? Question 2. What are the militants in Balochistan dissatisfied with?
Questions 3 and 4 will be based on the following news item.
A UN agency says there are major funding gaps in efforts to help the agricultural sector adapt to climate change. The Food and Agricultural Organization, the FAO, says this could affect food security. The warning comes as the UN Climate Change Conference continues in Cancun, Mexico. The World Bank estimates it will cost about $2.5 billion a year for the next 40 years to help agriculture in developing countries adapt to climate change. Other estimates say costs could run as high as $14 billion a year. However, the FAO says available financing mechanisms are substantially insufficient to meet the climate change and food security challenges faced by the agricultural sector. This, despite the fact that the FAO says there are many examples of how agriculture can become more.
Question 3. According to the World Bank, how much does it cost to tackle agricultural challenges yearly? Question 4. According to FAO, what is the problem faced by the agricultural sector?
Questions 5 to 7 will be based on the following news item.
The U.S. Federal Reserve announced yesterday it was raising interest rates for the first time since 2006. Known as the Fed, it's America's central bank. It's led by Janet Yellen. Its job is to help stabilize America's financial system. The Fed makes moves to try to lower unemployment and control inflation when the price of goods goes up too fast for people to afford them. Because the U.S. economy is growing, the Fed raised its key interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point. Not much. But gradual rate increases are likely in the new year. That means you'll have to pay more interest if you borrow money, higher loan rates for home buyers, higher interest rates if you finance a car, higher student loan rates for people who enter colleges afterwards. Eventually, savings accounts could earn a little more interest. A decade since the last Star Wars, and nearly just as long, 9 years, since the Fed last changed interest rates. But now, it's time for the Fed to awaken, because after 3 episodes of quantitative easing, Janet Yellen must now use her most powerful weapon to restore balance in the economy.
Question 5. What will happen to interest rates in the U.S.? Question 6. Why did the Fed change interest rates? Question 7. Who will benefit from the change of interest rates?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, you will hear 4 questions. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1. What are you going to have?
I have no idea. Could you help me with the menu?
Yes, sure. These are the starters, and these are main courses, and these are desserts. See?
What's the alternative?
The alternative is to order a complete dinner. For a set price, you get your choice of soup or juice, 1 dish, with potato and vegetable, salad, bread and butter, and sometimes coffee and sometimes dessert.
And you pay the price listed next to the main course?
Right. Like the roast beef dinner is $7.85, plus tax and tip, of course.
It all looks pretty expensive to me.
It's not. This is only a bit more expensive than McDonald's. So enjoy yourself. We're celebrating, remember? Order anything you'd like to try. It's all on me.
You're very kind.
Friends are friends. I cannot get promoted often. Are you ready to order?
Can you tell me what a hot fudge sundae is?
That's a dessert. It's an English specialty. It's a kind of ice cream with a hot, sticky sauce over the top. Very sweet and fattening.
I don't really like the sound of that. How come there's English food? I thought we agreed to eat American food.
Our country is made up of people from all over the world. So besides collected words and phrases from every language, we've also absorbed recipes. We even have a lot of Chinese restaurants now.
Which is better, French or Chinese cuisine?
I'd say it's a toss-up. I love them both.
I didn't know you were so fond of foreign foods. When my boss promotes me, I will take you to a French restaurant near my company. The food there is delicious.
Oh, we will have a second dinner soon.
Questions 8 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 8.
What's the relationship between the 2 speakers?
Question 9.
Why does the woman think the man is kind?
Question 10.
Which of the following statements is true about the man's country?
Question 11.
What does the man think of the woman?
Conversation 2.
Hi, welcome to Heavenly Pies. May I take your order?
Yes. I'd like the fried chicken steak.
Okay. Would you like fries, bread, or rice with your meal?
I'll take the rice.
Would you care for anything to drink?
Yeah. I'll take a medium Sprite.
Okay. A medium Sprite. And what kind of dressing would you like with your salad? It comes with the fried steak.
What dressings do you have?
We have French, Italian, blue cheese, and ranch.
Oh, ranch, please.
Would you like anything else?
Well, I'd like to see your pie menu. That's the main reason why I like to dine here.
Oh, I'm sorry, but we aren't serving pies today.
Huh?
Well, you see, Dave, our baker, slipped on a banana peel back in our kitchen 2 days ago and injured his back.
Oh, no.
He'll be out for at least 2 weeks. In the meantime, we're serving ice cream sundaes instead. Sorry.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope he gets better soon.
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12.
What does the woman order?
Question 13. What kind of dressing does she ask for?
Question 14. Why does the woman like to dine at Heavenly Pies? Question 15.
Why is the restaurant not serving pies today?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear three passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1.
Nowadays, motorcycling is fast becoming one of America's most popular sports. However, there are several things about motorcycling that the average citizen dislikes. Motorcyclists frequently get dirty. In fact, they are dirty. On the road, there is little to protect them from mud, insects, and bird droppings. For practical reasons, they are often dressed in old clothing, which looks much less respectable than the clothing of people who ride in cars. For the same reason, motorcyclists usually wear dark colors. Of course, the danger of motorcycling also helps account for many people's low opinion of the sport. Its defenders, however, claim that careful cyclists are in less danger than it's commonly believed. He must pay careful attention to his driving. From that point of view, a man on a motorcycle is safer than a man in the car.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 16.
Why do motorcyclists often dress in old and dark clothing?
Question 17.
What's the average citizen's opinion about motorcycling?
Question 18.
How can a motorcyclist be safer than a car driver? Passage 2. Speech is one of the most important ways of communicating. It consists of far more than just making noises. To talk, and also to be understood by other people, we have to speak a language. That is, we have to use combinations of sound that everyone agrees stand for a particular object or idea. Communication would be impossible if everyone made up their own language. Learning a language properly is very important. The basic vocabulary of English is not very large, and only about 2,000 words are needed to speak it quite well. But the more words you know, the more ideas you can express, and the more precise you can be about their exact meaning. Words are the main thing we use in communicating what we want to say. The way we say the words is also very important. Our tone of voice can express many emotions and shows whether we are pleased or angry, for instance.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 19.
What are used to stand for a particular object or idea when we speak a language?
Question 20.
What if everyone made up their own language?
Question 21.
What is also important besides the main thing in communicating? Passage 3.
Father's Day was first observed in Spokane, Washington, in 1910. Mrs. Dodd first proposed the idea of a Father's Day in 1906. Mrs. Dodd wanted a special day to honor her father, William Smart, who was widowed when his wife died in childbirth after their sixth child was born. Mr. Smart was left to raise the newborn and his other five children by himself. Mrs. Dodd wanted Father's Day to be celebrated on the first Sunday in June, her father's birthday. But it wasn't until 1966 that President Lyndon Johnson signed a presidential proclamation declaring the third Sunday of June as Father's Day. In 1972, President Richard Nixon established a permanent national ceremony of Father's Day to be held on the third Sunday of June, coming almost 60 years after Mother's Day had been proclaimed a national holiday. Today, Father's Day has become a day to not only honor your father, but all men who act as a father-like figure, such as stepfathers, uncles, grandfathers, and adult males.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 22.
Who first proposed the idea of a Father's Day?
Question 23.
When was Father's Day established to be a permanent national day?
Question 24.
When is Father's Day celebrated nowadays?
Question 25.
For what purpose do we celebrate Father's Day according to the passage?
This is the end of listening comprehension.